Friday, 7:07 in the Barnyard at Country, 92.5 Broadway in Jordan, mix of sun and clouds, passing snow shower possible, high 35 to 40, and the Daily Dramas. Sam is standing by with his situation. He'll tell us what's going on coming up after Carrie Underwood. He said Country, 92.5 Broadway in Jordan, 7:11, mix of sun and clouds, passing snow shower possible, high 35 to 40, and let's get into it. Daily Drama, Sam is standing by.
Names and voices have been changed to protect the innocent. This is Daily Drama in the Barnyard.
What's going on, Sam? Tell us about your situation. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, could have ended up in the hospital.
Call the Barnyard. 860-249-9250.
Broadway in the Electric Barnyard.
Moo.
Happy and healthy.
The one and only. Broadway in the Electric Barnyard on Country 92.5.
Country 92.5 Broadway in Jordan, 7:22 in the Barnyard. Daily Drama. Sam wrecked his buddy's bathroom. Not like that. He was actually sitting on the toilet, and the toilet fell forward, and the water went everywhere, and other stuff went everywhere, and now his friend wants help paying for the repairs. Should Sam help his friend pay to repair the bathroom? 860-249-9250. What do you think?
Well, so you're standing in
the Country, 92.5 Broadway in Jordan at 7:25. Tickets for our concert for kids, which is happening Tuesday, February 10th, going on sale this morning at 10 a.m. only at country925.com. So log on starting at 10 this morning to get your tickets. You want to get there like as close to 10 as possible because it does sell out every year and it sells out real quick.
I'm going to wear my Sundays on.
7:28 in the Barnyard of Country, 92.5 Broadway in Jordan, mix of sun and clouds, passing snowflake or two, high 35 to 40, 860-249-9250. Or you can log into Facebook and get your 2% in the Barnyard here on Daily Drama. Sam called the show. Sam was at his buddy's house the other day, and he went to use the bathroom, and he was sitting there on the toilet, and all of a sudden the toilet started rocking back and forth, and whammy, he fell forward. The toilet came up off the ground. It was just a big mess. Now the guy that owns the house, he's got some repairs to make. He has some cleaning up to do, and he wants Sam to help pay for the damage. What are people saying on Facebook, Jordan? Should he chip in or not?
Philip says, no way. It sounds like it was busted before he got there. Nicole said, yeah, he broke it. And Megan said, I think he should volunteer to pay a portion after an estimate, of course.
If you're Sam, put yourself in Sam's shoes for a second. If you're Sam, would you offer to help pay for the damages?
Yeah, I probably would. That's me. But I can't expect, like, if it happened, if it was my house, I would be so shocked and appalled and say, man, dude, are you all right? What's going on? I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. You know, I would not even think to ask the guy to help. One of the first things I thought of was, is this guy, like, really big? Is he huge?
But he is, actually. He did say, yeah, I'm overweight.
Yeah, well, maybe he should, because I don't know. God, that's so... I would be embarrassed, and I would think, oh, my God, don't worry about anything. I'm glad you're all right.
Get in the Barnyard. 860-249-9250.
iHeartRadio goes one...
Your every mood.
Woo! I get on up. The Electric Barnyard with Broadway.
Country, 92.5 Broadway, Jordan at 7:40. Mix of sun and clouds, passing snow shower possible. High 35 to 40. And Concert for Kids 2015 happening at the Cadillac Ranch next month. The Swan Brothers, Dan and Shay. And Brothers Osborne going to be there if you want to buy tickets. They go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. only at country925.com.
They roll the sidewalks in this town.
Country, 92.5 Broadway, Jordan. 7:43, mix of sun and clouds. Passing snow shower possible, high 35 to 40. We have Alan Jackson tickets coming up at 8:05, another Barnyard mashup. Jordan's turn this time, we'll do that, it's at 8:05. Talking Daily Drama, Sam called the show. Sam was at his buddy's house the other day, and he went to use the bathroom, sat on the toilet, and while he was doing his business, the toilet fell forward with him on it. He nearly cracked his head open on the bathtub. It's not funny, Jordan.
It's not, stop laughing.
This is a very serious matter. No toilet humor, please.
Says you.
And his friend now, whose house he was at, he's asking him to help pay for the repairs. Could he chip in? 860-249-9250. Facebook.
Andrea said, nope, this is why you have homeowners insurance. Brandon is suggesting that they split the cost. And Lauren is asking, how do you break a toilet that badly by utilizing it for what it's made for? If it broke from using it correctly, it isn't his problem.
There's homeowner's insurance, but there's a deductible if you're going to use your insurance.
That's what I'm thinking. You're still going to pay.
Yeah, there's still going to be like $500 to $1,000 probably out of your pocket, depending on what the total cost is. It might not even be worth filing the claim because then it goes up and...